大家好。
Good day。
可能这个美国的总统选举刚完，十八大又刚开始，你们以为我要谈政治
？So we just finished election, so more politics。
今天的题目不是我安排的，因为圣经讲到这个地方，刚好是。出现这样的机会。
It's just by coincidence we're talking about Jesus' politics today.
今天的题目是主的政治立场被检验，显明卑鄙愚昧的人。
The title for today's sermon is Jesus' political position tested to reveal despicable fools.
政治这件事情是各种集团进行集体决策的一个过程。
Politics is a process that a group of different groups making a decision together.
孙中山先生说，政治呢，政就是众人的事，治的话就是管理，所以政治呢，就是叫做管理众人的事。
So Dr. Sun Yat-sen talk about politics. It's about the things for people and governing. So politics is governing the things for most people.
在政治的里面有各种不同的集团，各个集团为着各自的利益呢，所结成的一个特定的关系，这个就是政治的意思。
So there are different groups with different interests. They try to jogging their position. That's politics.
从人类社会学来讲，政治是一个非常重要的社会现象。
So politics is an important phenomenon in human society.
它影响到人类生活的各个方面
，and influence every aspects of our lives.
所以，不同的历史文化、语言、环境会产生不同形式的政治生态。
So different culture, environment, languages can produce different kind of political situations.
今天我们要交通到马可福音第十二章第十三节到第十七节。
So we're talking about Book of Mark, chapter 12, verses 13 to 17.
后来他们打发几个法利赛人和几个西律党的人到耶稣那里，要就着他的话陷害他。
Later they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his words.
耶稣那个时候已经是相当的有名声了，很多的人受他的影响。
By then, Jesus was famous, so many people influenced by him.
今天出现的这两个人，一个叫做法利赛人，一个叫西律党的人。
So now we're talking about Pharisees and Herodians.
他们在耶稣的行为上面呢，找不到把柄跟瑕疵。
They couldn't find faults with Jesus.
所以他们想要从他所说的话呢，能够找到毛病。
Then they tried to catch him in his words.
所以有这两派的人呢。一个是法利赛人，一个是西律党的人，来到耶稣的旁边。
So these two sects, Pharisees and Herodians, approached him.
我们要来了解一下什么是法利赛人。
So we have to understand what is Pharisees.
他原来这个法利赛这个意思呢，是分离的意思，是有一些的人呢，他们想要保持信仰上的纯洁呢，他们刻意的与世俗了保持一个距离，这叫做法利赛的意思。
So Pharisees originate from Hebrew, Pushin, means separated from secular world. They try to keep themselves pure.
那当时的法利赛人呢，是四个宗教犹太教的四个派别其中的一个派别。
So there are four major sects: Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Zealots.
而且法利赛人是在犹太人被掳到巴比伦的时候呢，那个时候才开始出现的。
So Pharisees appear when Israelites were captured to Babylon and became rabbi Judaism right after the second destruction of the Holy Temple.
那个时候他们就成立了一个叫做拉比犹太教，成为后来传统的犹太教的典范了。所以很多后来的犹太教的信仰呢，是根据这个发展的。
So it turned out to be the major religion sect. They were rather low key, and then from there it developed into some political, but they relied on lobbying through other political groups.
起初法利赛人在政治上是很低调的，一直依照他们独自的方式去学习、去教导、去崇拜。所以法利赛人当时虽然受到很多人的欢迎跟尊重呢，但是他们在真正在政治上呢，他们是没有任何权力的，所以他们只好借着别的有权力的团体呢去游说，做他们想做的事情。
They were rather low key, try to influence others through their behavior and teachings, but they don't have political power. They rely on lobbying through other political groups to gain political influence.
那法利赛人可以讲是他们是一个宗教的代表。
So they represent in a certain religion.
他们很虔诚，他们非常轻视世俗的事情。
They were devout. They despised the secular world.
所以他们就自然而然就形成一个反对罗马势力的一群人。
So they formed a sect opposing the Roman rules.
所以宗教的这个法利赛人呢，他们要跟所有的团体呢又区别，要分离开。
So that's why Pharisees try to separate from the secular world.
我们再来看第二种人，希律党的人。
So what about Herodian?
我在这里需要解释这个希律党啊，它事实上是从大希律这个人开始的。大希律呢，他是以东人，事实上是以扫的后裔，也就是雅各的哥哥以扫的后裔。
So Herodians originated from Tetrarch Herod, and he was Edomite. So it's the descendant from Esau.
这位大希律呢，他送给罗马的皇帝该撒一大笔的钱，买到了这个官位。
He bribed his way into power through a great donation to Caesar's.
那因为他自己不是正统的犹太人，所以他就借着修圣殿来讨好犹太人。
He's not a Jew, but he tried to build the temple to pacify the Jewish people.
希望得到犹太人的支持，让他能够坐在那个官位上安稳的过日子。
To gain support and stability to hold his power.
实际上，他是在罗马帝国的手下的一个傀儡的政权。
So he just a puppet under Romans.
在福音书跟使徒行传里面，你如果去读的时候，你会读到有四位啊希律。
In Book of Acts, there were four Herod.
他们的关系是父子的关系，或者是伯叔侄子的关系。
So they're either father sons or uncle nephews.
那这个家族呢，对整个犹太人的影响是很久远的。
So these families influenced Jewish people in back days.
我们刚才提到法利赛人是讲到宗教人士的事情。
So Pharisees is all about religion.
那希律党的话呢，这是政治的势力。
So Herodians about political power.
那我们现在要来了解希律党这个政治势力，他们做了些什么事情。
So what did Herodian do during that period of time?
我们现在看马太福音第二章，这个时候是耶稣刚刚出生的时候，他们这个大希律呢要杀婴孩耶稣。
So let's go to Matthew book 2 that Herod tried to kill Jesus.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说
：“So,
chapter two, verse one.
So after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem.”
这个东方呢，应该指的就是今天的伊朗。
So the east means Iran nowadays.
那生下来，他们来到耶路撒冷的时候，就进到城里面来问说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”
When asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
希律王听见了，就心里不安。耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。
When King Herod heard, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him.
因为那些博士说，那生下来就要做犹太人的王，希律呢是买来的王，不是生下来，他本来不是犹太人的王，他是买来的。但是现在有一个说是生下来就是犹太人的王的，在哪里？所以他的心里当然觉得不安。
So Herod was insecure because he bought his position. And right now he heard about a king of Jew will be born.
所以大希律呢，他对政治的敏感反应非常的好。
So he has sensitivity about politics.
但是周围这些耶路撒冷的城的人呢，也都不安。
And when he's insensitivity, of course, causing all Jerusalem to be disturbed.
因为有一场斗争可能就要开始了。
Because the conflict may result from this.
中国话说，山雨欲来风满楼。
So there's a peace before the storm.
他大希律就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”
So when he was called together, all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born.
所以大希律一听到这个博士们在那里询问说：“那生下来王在哪里？”的时候，他的政治敏感度呢，立刻他就着手调查。
So he tried to investigate the birth of the king of Jew.
因为在旧约的里面有这样的预言，所以这些祭司长就回答说，在犹太的伯利恒。
Because it's prophesied in the scripture, that's why in verses 5, in Bethlehem in Judea, they reply, for this is what the prophet was written.
当下希律暗暗地召了博士来，细问那星是在什么时候出现的。
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared.
因为旧约里面已经预言到这位弥赛亚呢是要诞必须要诞生在伯利恒，所以他问到了地点了。现在呢，再把博士招来了，他要问什么？他要问什么时候出现？所以他要地点，然后他还要问出时间来。
Because in the scripture prophesied Messiah will be born in.Bethlehem. So he asked the Magi about the time. So he had the location. Right now, he asked about the time.
所以他就差他们往伯利恒去说，你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。
He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him."
这是很明显的在说谎。
It's an obvious lie.
这就是政治的真面目。
So it's a true face about politics.
博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。
So after, and having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to the country by another route.
他们回伊朗去搞原子弹。
So they went back to Iran to develop nuclear weapon.
接下来，他们去了以后呢，这些博士回去了以后呢，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现，说：“起来，带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除灭他。”
When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in dream. "Get up," he said.Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.
耶稣一诞生啊，他就开始过逃亡的生活。
So once Jesus was born, he starts escaping.
十四节，约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去。
So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt.
你要想思想一下，耶稣那时候刚刚才出生啊，就开始一路颠簸啊，逃亡到埃及，到国外去了。
So Jesus was just born, and he had to struggle to escape to Egypt.
十六节，希律见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人将伯利恒城里，并四境所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细询问的时候，凡两岁以里的都杀尽了。
When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to keep all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi.
他刚刚还向博士说，我好去拜他，但是真正事情发生的时候，他隐藏在里面的动机就完全暴露出来。
So he tricked the Magi, said he wanted to worship the king.But his true face showed shortly afterwards.
他要用暴力啊，铲除后患啊，斩草除根啊，免得春风吹又生。
So he tried to use violence to get rid of the king of Jews.
他连婴孩啊，他也不会放过。
So he slaughtered all the child and infants under two.
政治的黑暗面啊，是没有底线的。
So that's a force of darkness in politics.
枪杆子出政权啊，枪杆子就是为了用来铲除反对自己的势力。
So power is justice in politics.
第十九节，希律死了以后，有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现说。
Verses 19, after Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt.
二十节，起来，带着小孩子和他母亲往以色列地去，因为要害小孩子性命的人已经死了。
And said, get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead.
约瑟就起来，把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列地去。
So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel.
只因听见亚基老接着他父亲希律做了犹大王，就怕往那里去，又在梦中被主指示，便往加利利境内去了。
But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee.
我们看约瑟啊，他都是在做梦当中啊，主向他指示做事情。
So God spoke to Joseph in a dream, time after time.
这个不是给不读圣经的人一个好的借口。我不读圣经，我就等上帝在梦中跟我讲话。
So this is excuse for people don't read the Bible. Said I'm waiting for God to speak to me in my dream.
当然，从这里看到大希律死了以后呢，他的儿子啊亚基老接续做王，所以他们不敢再回到耶路撒冷。因为有其父啊，必有其子。
Because Archelaus was a son of Herod, like father, like son. That's why Joseph was concerned, not wanting to go back to Jerusalem.
二十三节，到了一座城，名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这是要应验先知所说，他将称为拿撒勒人的话了。
Verse 23, and he went and lived in a town of Nazareth. So he was fulfilled what was said through the prophets. He will be called a Nazarene.
耶稣出生不多久，他就必须躲在偏僻的乡村啊，躲避政治势力的迫害。
So ever since birth, Jesus was fleeing the persecution of politics.
我们借着一个无辜这么一个小婴孩啊，来反映啊，一个政治走错路的政治呢，会产生的结果。
So through the innocence of a newborn, reflecting the mistakes of politics.
我们接下来再来看马太福音，这个希律这个政治的势力的家族呢，他要来杀施洗约翰。
So next we talk about
马太福音第十四章第三节。
So chapter 14 verses 3, we talk about the killing of John the Baptist.
起先希律为他兄弟腓力的妻子希罗底的缘故，把约翰拿住锁在监里。
So verses 3, now Herod had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison because Herodias, his brother's Philip's wife.
因为约翰曾对他说，你娶这妇人是不合理的。
For John had been saying to him, it's not lawful for you to have her.
这位希律呢，是已经是大希律的后代了。
So this is the son of the other Herod.
他呢，娶了他弟弟的妻子。事实上他的弟弟还没有死，他们也没有离婚，他事实上是把他弟弟的妻子抢过来成为自己的妻子。
So he took his brother Philip's wife, even though his brother is still alive, and they weren't even divorced.
所以施洗约翰等于控告他，你犯了淫乱，为了自己欲望的满足啊，借着政治的力量呢，达成个人的目的。
So John Pepsit accused him of adultery, so he gained...this woman through his power in politics.
第五节，希律就想要杀他，只是怕百姓，因为他们以约翰为先知。
Herod wanted to kill John, but he was afraid of the people because they consider him a prophet.
所以政治要是落在错误的人的手上的话呢，他可以为自己的罪来杀人，然后遮掩自己的错误。
So politics in a wrong hands can achieve a difficult or pervasive goal.
第六节，到了希律的生日，希罗底的女儿在众人面前跳舞，使希律欢喜。
On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodians danced for them and pleased Herod so much.
第七节，希律就起誓，应许随他所求的给他。
That he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked.
女儿被母亲所使，就说第八节，请把施洗约翰的头放在盘子里，拿来给我。
Prompted by her mother, he said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist."
第九节，王便忧愁，但因他所起的事，又因同席的人，就吩咐给他。
The king was distressed, but because of his oath and his dinner guests, he ordered that her request to be granted.
他为什么会忧愁呢？因为他害怕百姓。他如果杀了约翰呢，可能会起暴动啊，会影响到他的官位。
Because John Baptist was popular among the people, he was afraid if he killed Baptist, that might interfere with his position because of the instability from the riot.
所以你看到政治的人物呢，他犹豫不定啊，随风掌转舵。
So you can see political figures sometimes just blowing in the winds back and forth.
看行情跟风向啊，群众的情势啊，摇摆啊，他没有对跟错啊。只有自私的目的而已。
There's no right or wrong. They're so selfish, depending on the Gallup poll.
第十节，于是打发人去，在监里斩了约翰。
And had John beheaded in prison.
政治，政治啊，多少的罪恶啊，借着你得以顺利进行。
So how many crimes were committed through the names of politics?
我们再来看路加福音第十三章。
Let's move to the book of Luke, chapter 13.
这里我们再看到希律这个家族，耶稣已经 成年了，他的家族呢，这个时候要来杀耶稣。
So now they want to kill Jesus.
第三十一节，十三章三十一节，正当那时，有几个法利赛人来对耶稣说：“离开这里吧，因为希律想要杀你。”
So verses 31. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him.Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you.
耶稣说：“你们去告诉那个狐狸说，今天、明天我赶鬼治病，第三天我的事就成全了。”
He replied, "Go tell that fox, I will drive out demons and have people today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I will reach my goal."
耶稣称他为狐狸，因为他是奸诈狡猾。
He called himself fox because he's very smart.
这个是政治啊，在黑暗当中的真正的脸孔。
So they show their true character through the darkness in politics.
三十三节，虽然这样，今天、明天、后天，我必须前行，因为先知在耶路撒冷之外丧命是不可能的。
In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophets can die outside Jerusalem.
我们在这里也看见了耶稣啊，他不会因为政治的气候改变或动摇啊，来调整自己的步伐。
So Jesus was not swayed by the political atmosphere.
好，我们最后再来看一下，我们更借着这样，能够更借着希律党啊，我们来了解政治如果不是在上帝的引导之下，可以黑暗到这种程度。
So if politics is not led by God, it can turn so dark.
我们看路加福音第二十三章，在这里看见了政治的势力对耶稣的藐视和戏弄。
So let's go to Luke chapter 23.
二十三章第六节，比拉多一听见，就问这人是加利利人吗
？On hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean.
比拉多是罗马皇帝派来到巴勒斯坦这个地方当巡抚的，现在是。他来审判耶稣，后来也是他把耶稣钉死的，就是这位巡抚比拉多。
Pilate was appointed by Roman as a governor of Palestine, and he was the one who sentenced Jesus to death.
巡抚是罗马派到这个地方来，那希律王呢是住在当地的政府官员。
Governor was appointed by Roman, but King Herod was a local official.
第七节，既晓得耶稣属希律所管。 就把他送到西律那里去。那时西律正在耶路撒冷。
When he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time.
西律看见耶稣就很喜欢，因为听见过他的事，久已想要见他，并且指望看他行一件神迹。
When Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased, because for a long time he had been wanting to see him. From what he had heard about him, he hoped to see him perform some miracles.
这个政治人物看耶稣呢，他是想看热闹，看把戏啊，看看耶稣能不能像耍魔术一样的变个魔术给他看一看。他的兴致在这方面倒 很多，但是他看不见耶稣到底他是谁。
The politician cannot see the true reason Jesus was here. He only saw the superficial thing, the miracle, and the other magic acts.
第九节，于是问耶稣许多的话，耶稣却一言不答。
He plied him with many questions, but Jesus gave him no answer.
事实上，在耶稣的里面呢，这个西律呢，跟他毫不相干，因为他来到世上的任务呢，这个西律是与他无任何关系，所以他一言也不答的。
Because Jesus had nothing to do with Herod about his purpose in the earth, that's why he remained silent.
第十一节，西律和他的兵丁就藐视耶稣，戏弄他，给他穿上华丽的衣服，把他送回比拉多那里去。
Then Herod and his soldier ridiculed and mocked him, dressing him in an elegant robe. They sent him back to Pilate.
因为耶稣一言不答，他们用这种方法来报复他。
Because Jesus remained silent, that's how they pay him back.
十二节，从前西律和比拉多彼此有仇，在那一天就成了朋友。
That day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies.
因为比拉多事实上来到这边是可以把西律的一些情况报告到罗马该撒皇帝那里，所以他们彼此之间有政治的冲突的。
So there's a political conflict between Pilate and Herod because Pilate can report what Herod was doing back to the Roman.
政治的宿敌啊，或是政治的仇敌呢，为了利益呢，可以成为朋友。他们可以联合明天的敌人啊，打击今天的敌人。事实上是没有原则。如果有原则的话，就只有一个原则：我的利益是最重要的。
So the political alliance is very fluid. They can twists and turns depending on what is best for me.
所以我们刚才起头一讲到这两个势力，一个是法利赛人代表宗教势力，另外一个是西律党的人代表政治势力。
So we talk about Pharisee representing the religion part and the Herodians about the political part.
本来法利赛人是非常看不起这些政治人物的。
Pharisee actually despised the Herodians.
可是就在这个时候，他们却能够联合在一起。
But now they went hand in hand.
表面上法利赛人很清高啊，但是实际上呢，却现在却与政治呢能够挂钩了。
Pharisee looks pious, but right now they actually dealt with Herodian.
所以后来耶稣责备他们说：“你们这些法利赛人，你们是假冒为善的人。”
So that's why Jesus accused Pharisees to be hypocrites.
接下来他们来到耶稣的面前，第十四节，他们来了，就对耶稣说：“夫子，我们知道你是诚实的，什么人你都不寻情面，因为你不看人的外貌，乃是诚诚实实传神的道。纳税给该撒可以不可以？”
They came to him and said, Teachers, we know you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by men, because you pay no attention to who they are. But you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar's or not?
他们这两股势力呢，联合在一起，一起到耶稣的面前，称呼他说，你是夫子，好像是很尊敬他，要来请教他，希望来到他面前能够谦卑的来学习。
So the two groups came to Jesus and called him teachers. Looks like they want to learn something.
而且还称呼他说你是诚实的，你是一个有品格的人。
Also compliment him, a man of integrity.
而且说他说你什么人你都不寻情面， 也就是说你不会随风摇摆的。事实上他们就反映出来他们自己就是随风摇摆的。
They were talking about pay no attention to who they are. Actually, that reflected their sway back and forth, blowing in the wind.
因为你不看人的外貌，也就是说你是看人的内心的，你不会被蒙蔽的。
Because Jesus said what we really are into our hearts, not by our appearance.
而且你是诚诚实实传神的道，你是做先知的，你讲的话都是你心里面真实的话语。
Jesus taught the way of God according to the truth. So only the truth, nothing but the truth.
这些话事实上讲起来都是一直在捧这位耶稣的。
Looks like they're flattering Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果有人一直在对你讲这种甜蜜美丽的话的时候呢，事实上你要留意，后面可能是带着是毒药。
You have to be about people flattering you because there may be poisoning following that.
如果他们一直把一个人一直捧，越捧越高啊，你就要担心了。等一下，他要是不捧的时候啊，那你会摔得鼻青眼肿的。
They raise you up, but later they may put you down.
事实上，他们做了这么多的表面工作呢，最主要就是要告诉他说，你是一个诚诚实实的人，所以等一下呢，你要诚诚实实的回答我要问你的问题。
Why they put up so many airs? Because they said, try to corner him, because you're honest. Then you have to answer to our question, honest way also.
所以他们接下来问了一句话说，纳税给该杀可以不可以？
Then they asked, is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?
这句话事实上是很难回答的一个问题。
It's a catch-22 questions.
因为当时犹太人是落在罗马的帝国的殖民下面的。
Because Jewish people was under Roman's rule.
所以对犹太人来讲，他们有民族的自尊心，他们认为这些是外族人。虽然你的军事力量很强，但是你们事实上是外邦人，你们不是神的选民，我们才是神的选民。
So Jewish people are proud because there's a chosen people, and Romans were Gentile ruling over them.
这个时候，耶稣已经在犹太人当中很受到了尊重。
Now Jesus had gained respect from Jewish people.
所以那个问题说纳税给该杀可以不可以，是一个很难回答的问题。
So the question about is right to pay taxes to Caesar or not, it's a tough question.
如果耶稣说应该纳税给该杀的话，那他会被他自己的同胞来指责，你是屈服于罗马的人，你是亡国奴，你是媚外，你是为了讨好罗马政府。这样的话，耶稣就失去了在犹太人当中的受尊敬的地位，他的宗教的地位就会跌下来。
If Jesus says yes, then he will consider a traitor among Jewish people because he catered to Roman's rule.
如果耶稣说不要纳税给罗马的话，那他就变成是一个反抗罗马皇帝的人，他可以被罗马来控告，将遭受到政治的罪名。
If he say no, then he will consider a rebel. He can be accused and prosecuted by Romans.
那这样的话，他也在政治前面的合理的地位，他也会失去。
So he will lose. Jesus will lose his political position.
所以他说他纳的话呢，他就掉到了宗教的陷阱。
So there's a religious trap.
他如果说不纳的话呢，他就掉到政治的陷阱。
And no, he will fall into political trap.
所以你看，政治和宗教要是两个结合在黑暗的里面呢，可以做出一个让人没有办法生存的空间。
So politics can be a hard and rock place, nowhere to survive.
所以耶稣事实上是纳还不纳都没有办法回答的。
So how can Jesus answer yes or no?
这个是政治跟宗教他们合作了以后所产生挖出来的一个陷阱。
So that's a coalition between politics and religion for a trap.
如果当政治走在错误的黑暗当中，权力被滥用的话，什么样的坏事都可以做得出来的。
So in politics, anything is justified by the means or ends.
因为政治是一个集中众人权力的一个工具。
Because politics is a consummation of people's power together.
所以因为政治有办法产生这样的功用呢，所以就吸引了很多精英的分子呢，愿意自动的为他效劳。
Because the power in politics, that's why the elites want to gain power in politics.
那因为有这些精英的人士，他们可以把很污秽的目的呢，用很美丽的外壳把它包装起来。
So the elite can package the dark side into a glorified thing.
把虚假的一种理想跟盼望呢，当成空头支票来引诱人。
So everything can be like a bounce check, like a check in the mail. Looks good, but worth nothing.
使得周围这些人呢，看不见这个隐藏真正的动机呢，却去为他奋斗、牺牲，甚至付上生命的代价。
They try to conceal the hidden agenda so that others people will work for them.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹，我们对政治的认识呢，不要产生错觉。
So don't have illusion about politics.
有些人他看见政治他的力量很大，所以他就以为有错觉，认为政治可以解决所有一切的问题。
Some thought the power of politics and solve everything.
甚至他不要上帝啊，他认为只靠政府呢，靠政治呢就可以处理所有的状况。
So they don't think they need God. Politics can take care of people.
把政治呢就摆到上帝的上面去了。
They put politics above God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在基督的真理的里面呢，我们对政治的事情的看待呢，我们要有一个很正确的想法。
So under the truth of Jesus, we have to have a proper perspective about politics.
我们真正的希望跟盼望是在上帝的手里。
Our true hope is in God's hand.
这些政治的把戏转了一圈以后，我们不需要为这些事情整个人被受影响捆绑住的。
Don't feel whiplash by the political changes.
因为政治人物或来或去，一个政权上来或下去，随着时间总要过去的。
So all political party comes and goes, they all fade away.
十五节说，我们该纳不该纳，耶稣知道他们的假意，就对他们说，你们为什么试探我，拿一个银钱来给我看。
Should we pay or shouldn't we? But Jesus knew their hypocrisy. Why are you trying to trap me? He asked, bring me a denarius and let me look at it.
他们就拿了来，耶稣说，这像和这号是谁的？他们说是该杀的。
They brought the coin, and he asked them, whose portrait is this, and whose inscription? Caesar's, they replied.
因为刚才问的问题说，该不该纳税给该杀？
So the question is, is it true, is it right to pay tax to Caesar's?
所以耶稣说，你把钱币拿来给我看。
So that's why, show me the coin.
啊，这个钱币的一边呢是该杀的像。
So one side is Caesar's portrait.
另外一边是该杀的名号。
And the other side is inscription about Caesar's title.
耶稣说，该杀的物当归给该杀，神的物当归给神。
Then Jesus said to them, "Give to Caesar's what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." And they were amazed at him.
耶稣的回答让他们抓不到任何的把柄。
So.Jesus escaped their trap from his answer.
该杀的物归给该杀。
So what Jesus give to Caesar's what is Caesar's.
And 上帝的物归给上帝。
And to God what is God's.
所以事实上，变成这些人花了那么大的努力啊，去设计出来一个一定让总这一边或者那边一定会把耶稣逮到的，但是居然连边都摸不着。
They tried so hard to trap Jesus, but couldn't catch him at all.
上帝的是属天的，该杀的是属地的。
To God is to heaven, to Caesar is on earth.
所以我们要知道这对我们自己的信仰要一个很正确的认识。我所信的是属天的。
So we need to know what we truly believe. We need to know what is from heaven.
属天的话是在天上飞翔的。
In heaven, it's up above.
属地的是在地上爬的。
On earth, it's crawling on earth.
属天是看不见摸不着的。
From earth, we probably can't see it.
属地的是看得见摸得着的。
But on earth, we can see and touch.
弟兄姐妹，你的信仰是不是能够带领你进入属天的境界呢？
Is your belief will lead you to heaven?
如果我们不是真正领受到这个信仰，是那个属天的信仰的话，你常常会被地上的事情捆住了。
If we don't see heaven, then we'll be bound by the things on earth.
属天的是上帝的是永恒的，属该杀的是短暂的。
Of heaven is eternal, of Caesar's transient.
所以短暂的，他只追求这个世界的物质的。
Transient is material thing.
当我们有属天的信仰的话呢，它带来的是平安。你看那个该杀，你看那西律，他们一点点的风吹草动，他们就焦虑，就忧愁，就担心。所以事实上，属天的给我们平安，属地的只给我们焦虑。
If we believe in heaven thing, we will have true peace. Look at Herod and Pilate; they were worried about every little things.
你看那些在世界上那些政治不是真正从老百姓民意里面所选出来的，整天他的心都是担忧的。
Look at those political figures elected by people. They worry every day.
他就在担心，不知道哪一天又被谁弄下来。
They were concerned they won't be re-elected.
坐在那里好像像个魔一样，但事实上里面呢，吓得要死。
They look powerful up front, but deep down they worry all the time.
上帝的是真理的。该杀的是诡诈和欺骗。
God is true. Caesar is all about trickery.
上帝的物归给上帝，带来的是真实的盼望。
To God, what is God? It's a real hope.
该杀的归给该杀，终归还是幻想。
To Caesar, what is Caesar's? That's just illusion.
到最后，如果你跟随该杀这条路呢，终将你的幻想一定会破灭的。
In the end, illusions all break.
基督徒不是要躲避政治，不是 不理睬政治。
It doesn't mean we need to neglect or avoid politics altogether.
基督徒是因着上帝的引导，我们来引领政治。
But we should be led by God and lead politics.
来指导政治，来定政治的方向。
And direct the direction of the real politics.
所以我们在面对政治的时候呢，不要只是为着某一段时间、某一些人的方便跟舒适呢，我们就做了决定。
Don't be affected by the interest group that affect our truth.
乃是我们所做的决定是为着能够荣耀神，能够让整个的社会立于一个平静安稳的轨道上，我们做这样的政治决定。
It's all about the truth from God, so that we can.Give politics a real stability.
主耶稣他是属天的，政治与宗教呢联合起来呢，还摸不到他的边呢。
You can see Jesus from heaven. That's why politics and religions cannot touch him or trap him.
他们这两股势力呢，煞费周章啊，结果呢，想把耶稣能够控告他呢，但结果呢，一无所获。
Those two groups try to accuse him so hard, but gain nothing.
反而到最后只显明更显明出来他真正里面的卑鄙跟愚昧。
In the end, only show their foolishness and their depravity.
我要考验一下翻译的哈，中国话说抓鸡不着蚀把米啊，赔了夫人又折兵。
So that means you want to use rice to catch a chicken, but you lost the rice and couldn't catch chicken, and you try to entice your enemy with your wife, and you lost your wife instead.
OK， 我刚刚来到Irvine牧会的时候呢，我接到了这边的一个议员打了个电话给我。
When I first came here, I received a congressman's phone call.
他说他要到聚会中颁奖给我。
He said he wanted to come to our worship and give me an award.
说他要表扬我对这个社区的贡献。
He wanted to praise me for my contribution to the community.
我跟他说我才刚刚来啊。
I said I just got here.
为什么他要来这边颁奖呢？他说一定要到教堂里面来颁。
And why he want to come here and in front of the congregation?
因为他想说一颁完奖以后，你们票就投给他了。
Because he want to gain your votes.
我马上告诉他说，我刚刚来，我对这个社区没有什么贡献。如果要有贡献的话，我建议我们的退休的钟牧师可不可以接受这个颁奖
？So I said I just got here. Maybe you should give the award to the just retired Pastor Chung.
所以他就不再跟我联络了。
So I never heard from him.
政治哪个洞哪个缝有能够钻的，他就是会钻进去的。
They try to fill all the crevices in society from politics.
我再多讲一点我的见证啊，你们很少听到的啊。
This is my own testimony.
所以很多人觉得我好像是遥不可及的神秘人物。
Something I'm kind of distant and mysterious in some way.
我在Arizona 工作的是在政府机关里面工作。
I worked for the state government in Arizona before.
在政府机构里面，因为工作比较稳定啊，所以很多人的精力呢都放在干什么呢？在斗争。
Because the stability of the job, actually the politics in office is kind of pretty intense.
我刚刚进入那个公司的第一个礼拜呢，就有我一个跟我同一阶级的人呢，说要请我去吃饭。
First week on the job, one of my coworkers treat me to a dinner.
然后我到餐厅的时候，一坐下来以后呢，那个 appetite 还没有送上来的时候，他就问我一句话。
Before appetites were even served, he asked me.
他说：“你觉得我们公司的我们这个单位的情况怎么样？”
So, what's your opinion about the status of our office?
我想，我刚来一个礼拜，我怎么知道这个情况怎么样
？I thought it's your less than a week. How would I know?
然后第二个问题就是说，那我们的主管，你觉得这个人办事的态度怎么样
？So, how do you think about our division boss?
我说，我刚刚来工作，我还不认识他。你叫我给他写评语的话，我写不出来。
So I said, I'm be here less than a week. I know very little about him.
所以我就知道这一次是一个鸿门宴。
So I know it's a tough treat.
后来我才知道，原来这个我去的这个政府单位里面呢，他们有分派别在那里斗的。
I know there's a warring fashion in the office.
所以他们看到一个新来的人，他们希望把他拉进来成为他们的同志。
That's why they're trying to get the new people into their party.
所以他们在那里请我吃饭，希望我就站在他们这边。
That's why they invite me for dinner.
那他要问我，他要问我说我们的老板到底怎么样？那后来才知道，原来这个同事呢，他要把这个老板斗下来。
I know this coworker wants the boss position.
所以他希望借着吃饭呢，能够把我拉到他这个阵营里面来。
So he tried to win me over by the dinner.
那个时候我已经信了耶稣了。
I'm a Christian already.
耶稣跟我之间很甜蜜的。
So I feel sweet relationship with Jesus.
我的心常常是仰望他。
My heart longed for him.
我真的不知道，我竟然跑到一个已经进行第三次世界大战的一个区域。
I didn't realize I fell into a World War III.
后来我才知道，我的老板是一个非常能干的一个人，他是一个印度人，非常精明的。
Then I learned my boss, which was Indian, he was very competent.
因为他那么强壮啊，所以他的老板呢，跟他的部下呢，夹在中间呢，也想把他斗掉。
Because he's so competent, that's why his subordinate and his superior try to get rid of him.
但是他们一直没有办法把他斗走。
But of no avail.
所以我一进去以后，他们两派呢就希望我加入其中一派，能够更加紧的把这个人能够处理掉。
So they saw me as a reinforcement to get rid of this competent office boss.
所以我进去的时候，他们已经斗得很难看了，我自己并不晓得这件事情。
I didn't realize the warfare has been going on for some time.
到底纳还是不纳？到底站边还是不站边
？So which side should I take? It's very difficult.
如果精于计算的人，他就开始要分析到底哪一边是得势的一派。
So some people may be analyzing which part is the greater one to join.
那如果加入那一派呢，那或许就得到更大的保障。
You want to join the right party to gain more advantage down the line.
我只加入一派。
I join only one party.
我就加入耶稣那一派。
Jesus party.
我哪一派我都不加入。
That's it.
我就是跟随耶稣。
I'm just following Jesus only.
过了大概半年，我那个老板真的被斗下来了。
Six months later, this competent boss actually was fired.
所以我们最高的那个领导呢，他必须来选谁要来接他的位置。
Then his superior need to pick a successor.
他在那里这边问一问，那边问一问。
So he came and asked left and right.
像那个请我去吃饭的那个是最努力最奋斗把他老板斗下来的人。
The one who treated me to dinner worked so hard to get rid of his office boss.
但是我们最上面的领导他 问了许多的人以后，他发现只有一个人可以坐这个位置。
But the superior decided there's only one person can fill this position.
这个人没有得罪任何人。
He didn't offend anybody.
每一个人都可以跟他一起工作。
He worked with everybody.
所以就选上我。
So he picked me.
一个不需要斗的，不需要花时间的，只仰望上帝的，上帝不会让你吃亏的。
So God will take care of people just relying on him.
该杀的物归给该杀。
To Caesar, what is Caesar's?
上帝的物归给上帝。
To God, what is God's?
这是最有智慧的一条路。
This is the way of wisdom.
外面的世界风浪很大，我们不要惊慌。
There's always twists and turns in the world,
but don't panic. 你要仰望这位耶稣基督。
Look upon Jesus.
他会在各种风浪的当中赐给你智慧。
He will give you wisdom during any kind of trouble.
他在风浪当中，他毅然站立，一点都不需要摇摆。
Because he can stand still.
让我们一起来仰望他。
Let's look upon him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.